Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. The reading today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43, and I'll warn you right up front, it's a little bit long, but it's a good one. Mark 5:21, once again, Jesus got into the boat and crossed Lake Galilee. Then as he stood on the shore, a large crowd gathered around him. The person in charge of the Jewish meeting place was also there. His name was Jairus. And when he saw Jesus, he went over to him. He knelt at Jesus' feet and began begging him for help. He said, "My daughter is about to die. Please come and touch her so she will get well and live." Jesus went with Jairus. Many people followed along and kept crowding around. In the crowd was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had gone to many doctors and they had not done anything except cause her a lot of pain. She had paid them all the money she had, but instead of getting better, she only got worse. The woman had heard stories about Jesus, so she came up behind him in the crowd and barely touched his clothes. She had said to herself, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will get well." As soon as she touched him, her bleeding stopped, and she knew she was well. At that moment, Jesus felt power go out from him. He turned to the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "Look at all these people crowding around you. How can you ask who touched you?" But Jesus turned to see who had touched him. The woman knew what had happened to her. She came shaking with fear and knelt down in front of Jesus. Then she told him the whole story. Jesus said to the woman, "You are now well because of your faith. May God give you peace. You are now healed, and you will no longer be in pain." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from Jairus' home and said, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher anymore?" Jesus heard what they said, and he said to Jairus, "Don't worry, just have faith." Jesus did not let anyone go with him except Peter and the two brothers, James and John. They went home with Jairus and saw the people crying and making a lot of noise. When Jesus went inside and said to them, "Why are you crying and carrying on like this? The child isn't dead. She's just asleep." But the people laughed at him. After Jesus had sent them all out of the house, he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples and went to where she was. He took the 12-year-old girl by the hand and said, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." The girl got right up and started walking around. Everyone was greatly surprised, but Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Then he said, "Give her something to eat." So, what is it that you need a healing for today? Or maybe not you, but someone you love, someone you care about, someone you know who is struggling or suffering or overwhelmed. I know some of you may think of this as a strange question, but I gotta say, it's an essential one. Because understanding God's desire to heal us and to raise us up and to use us to bring even greater glory to Jesus Christ is the essence of the gospel, I think. We're not here to sit around and focus on what is wrong with the world, nor what is wrong with us. We're here to bring good news to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to those who are weighed down, burdened, and heartsick. And that news is, look up. Your Savior is coming, and with him, the healing power of the Holy Spirit's presence in your life. Now, most of us, I know for sure, have come to worship with something on our hearts and minds. It may be that our checking account is overdrawn, or it might be that our sciatica is going crazy. It might even be that we're not seeing the world or our family or our community or even our church very well right now. Our vision is clouded. We know something is wrong, but we don't know what. It could be our attitude or our anger or our confusion with all that has gone on in the world in this last year. Or it could be that something is wrong with our eyes that needs to be healed. Our daughter Katie called the other day and said she was a little concerned because she had been seeing a small dark circle in her field of vision. And while it didn't hurt her in any way, it was making doing any computer work very difficult. And that is what Katie is doing for her job. And while she had already gotten an ophthalmologist number from her brother Brian, she was calling me because she knew I had experienced a similar problem and wondered what it was. I told her my story about two retinal tears and about laser surgery and the need to call the doctor pronto if that's what was happening. She needed healing. But before the call could be made, it turned out, the source of the spinning orb revealed itself as an aura, a precursor to a pounding migraine headache. It resolved itself, although a visit to the doctor might still be a great choice. The reality is lots of us need healing. Lots of us need Jesus to come alongside us and touch us and raise us up, healed, because we are pretty sure that nothing else is going to help us deal with what we are facing today. And please understand, healing can come in a whole host of ways. An ophthalmologist with a laser and great training can be used by God to heal us. I know, because those retinal tears were stopped in their tracks. But sometimes the healing comes unexpectedly and in ways that totally defy our rather weak understanding of how all of this works. The confirmation class began last Sunday, and the reading for the class, in addition to booklets on being a good member and baptism and the Lord's Supper, plus 25 of the catechism questions, was the healing story from Mark 8, 22-30. Now, I love that story when I'm talking to teenagers because, well, it's gross. Not the healing, I mean, the man sees again at the end. But the method? Yeah, that's crazy. While another gospel version of the story says Jesus spit into some mud, then mixed it up and put it on the man's eyes, this version says Jesus took him by the hand and led him out of the village where he spit into the man's eyes. Yeah, it turns out I really would like to see the instant replay. Exactly how Jesus did that and why are on my list of heavenly questions. But here's the bottom line. A man who needed healing was healed. And today's scripture adds another element to the healing stories when the woman who had been bleeding for more than a decade touches Jesus' coat and is healed. Think about it. She was so scared but in so much need that as an unclean woman, she dared to touch the holy man's coat and in the process potentially make him unclean too, hoping that somehow God would answer her deepest prayer. Such faith-filled chutzpah. And the deceased child is brought back to such a full, vibrant life that she needs a snack immediately after Jesus reaches out and holds her hand and calls her back to life. Her parents had been terrified, the neighbors were convinced she was dead, and her father nearly lost all hope, even while standing in Jesus' presence. But no healing is beyond Jesus, not even yours. No healing, even that of resurrection, is beyond the Lord of life. You see, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're struggling with, Jesus wants to see you healed so that you can go about being one who testifies to the love and grace and healing power of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So what is it that you are facing that needs the Lord's power to overcome? Ask, seek, and knock, the scripture says, and the kingdom shall be open to you. Amen. So it's been a delight to have you join us for our podcast today. Remember, if you have questions and you want to email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org, we would be delighted and we'd be glad to contact you back to fill in any of the missing blanks. Thank you for joining us today.